Good morning, I'm Lisa Marzilli with the WMNF News headlines. The Florida Senate will deliver a final vote today on permitless carry, a controversial bill allowing Floridians to possess a concealed weapon in public without a license or training. The bill also expands Florida's school guardian program into private schools, allowing trained personnel such as teachers or security officers to carry a firearm on campus. Bill's sponsor, Tampa Republican Senator Jay Collins, cited the recent school shooting in Nashville as all the more reason to move forward with the legislation. Florida's controversial six-week abortion bill will be voted on by the full Senate today. As WMNF's Chris Young reports, part of the bill provides massive support to non-medical anti-abortion clinics.
Under this Senate bill, anti-abortion centers would receive $25 million in funding. However, the qualifications of these centers are questionable. These centers, sometimes called crisis care centers, often give the appearance of being legitimate clinics. Some in Tampa are located less than a few miles away from legitimate abortion providers. The centers are not bound by HIPAA and do not require any standardized medical training for staff. Democrat Senator Lori Berman questioned the sponsor of the bill, Republican Senator Aaron Grawl, on this.
Are you aware that there are instances where these centers have given away individuals' personal information because they are not bound by HIPAA? Talk to parents, partners, employers about an individual's visit.
I'm not specifically aware of those, but I don't know the circumstances under which each individual comes into the center and what has been presented to those individuals as the responsibility of the center with regard to any confidentiality depending on the types of services.
Amy Weintraub, Reproductive Rights Program Director at Progress Florida, is against the bill. Weintraub is a member of WMNF's Community Advisory Board and Programming Committee.
It is absolutely onerous that public funds are going to these religious entities that have, you know, a very specific theological position on abortion.
Weintraub encourages pro-choice Floridians to speak out against the bill.
The majority of Floridians who care about abortion rights need to get on the phone and let their senators and their House members know that this is these types of anti-public health policies are unacceptable, that they're regressive, and that they take us back.
For WMNF News, I'm Chris Young.
Governor Ron DeSantis signed an affordable housing bill into law Wednesday that developers are cheering, but critics argue doesn't go nearly far enough to help struggling Floridians pay rent or buy houses. As the Orlando Sentinel reports, SB 102, dubbed the Live Local Act, redirects some $711 million in tax revenue toward affordable housing over the next 10 years and creates incentives for developers to build more affordable housing units. But it also strips local governments of control over projects that are dubbed affordable and outlaws local rent control ordinances. Orlando Democratic State Representative Anna Escamani applauds the additional funding, but says the measure does nothing for renters. She ultimately voted against the bill primarily because it curtails local control. According to the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, Florida is short more than 440,000 affordable housing units. WMNF's Talia Van Sistine reports a state Senate committee considered a bill on Wednesday that would prevent referendums on amendments to local land development regulations.
A vote on Senate Bill 856 has been delayed, but members of the Senate Community Affairs Committee and several nonprofit representatives were still able to voice their support and opposition to the legislation. Jane West is the Policy and Planning Director for 1,000 Friends of Florida, a nonprofit that strives to enhance communities and protect natural lands. She says constituents are angered by the uncontrolled population growth in the state, as Florida is the fastest growing state in the U.S. West says this bill would allow Florida's exponential growth to continue and would aid in the destruction of natural areas, like tree canopies.
They could now have a referendum process to ensure some protections of those tree canopies. If you take that away, they're not going to be able to have a say on what the character in the community looks like.
But Senator Dennis Baxley argues that Florida already preserves a significant amount of land. According to a recent assessment by Florida's Office of Economic and Demographic Research, about 30% of the state's land area consists of non-submerged conservation lands.
But at the same time, we got to be reasonable. We got to do something to accommodate the two-legged animals that are walking around here on this planet.
As of Wednesday afternoon, a new date to vote on the bill hasn't been announced. For WMNF News, I'm Talia Van Sistine.
One day after a school shooting in Nashville killed six people, including three children, the Polk County School District saw its sixth arrest for gun possession on campus this school year. The Lakeland Ledger reports the latest arrest came Tuesday morning at Haines City High School, when school resource officers received a tip about a handgun in a student's car. Officers confronted the 17-year-old male at his vehicle and recovered a 9mm Taurus semi-automatic handgun. He was arrested for possession of a firearm on a school campus and unlawful carry by a person younger than 18. Tuesday's arrest marks the sixth incident this academic year, with more than 2 months left before summer break. And Danielle Pryor reports Services Trades Council union leaders are celebrating a new contract with Disney that promises to significantly increase wages.
Thousands of union members voted on the contract that'll bring workers who make a minimum wage of $15 an hour up to $18 an hour by December. The news comes days after Disney announced it'll lay off 7,000 workers from across the company before the summer begins. Unite Here Local 362 President Eric Clinton says, although the union is celebrating this win at the negotiating table,
certainly it's difficult to think about our fellow cast members who maybe aren't represented by a union, that are facing those challenging moments. But it does certainly make me, as a cast member, very proud of the fact that we do have those protections under our union contract.
By 2026, all current workers will make $20.50 an hour. In Orlando, I'm Danielle Pryor.
In weather, it's going to be sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-80s. Overnight lows will be in the mid-60s, and the same forecast is on tap for Friday. I'm Lisa Marzilli with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM and WMNF.org.
This daily digest of news headlines was produced at the studios of WMNF Tampa by Taylor Lovejoy.